shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Dave Freeland, your host on Sounds of Joy, inviting you to listen Sunday mornings at 6 on WCNO FM.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Your testimony and your preaching the gospel are good things because they sow a seed, but they are the gateway for a personal relationship with God. People cannot ride to heaven on your testimony. Hallelujah. Amen. You can read about God. You can hear about God. You might get stirred in faith to come to Him. But by design, God wants you to experience His love. He wants you to experience His grace. He wants you to experience who He is. He's a relational God. He wants you to know His touch, not just hear about it. Come on, somebody, amen. He wants you to know and experience peace that passes all understanding. He wants you to know and understand joy unspeakable and full of glory. God wants you to have a personal relationship with Him. He wants you to have a track record of your own personal encounters, your own history, so that you can have an encounter with somebody and say, "Hey, look what God did in my life. He wants to do it in your life too. Hallelujah. I mean, it's the same way with the church. God doesn't want a church to live in any season of where they've been, of how it used to be. We're still having church the way it used to. Oh, boy, we had a miracle of God in 1927. We're still riding high on that. Come on, amen. Jesus said this. Come on, how many know God is still speaking today? Jesus said this, man shall not live on bread alone, but man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He didn't say words that have already come out of his mouth. He's talking about words that are coming out of his mouth right now, right here in your life. God is speaking today, and he's speaking to you out of every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That means that if people believe that God quit talking, then guess what? We all gonna die. Because you can't live unless God is talking. Somebody help me. If God quits talking, then we all die. If God quits talking, we're all doomed. If God quits talking, it's all over. I might not always understand what that always means. I might not always comprehend what it means. But the fact that I am here today and that you are here today means that God is still speaking. He's still moving. Amen. So what happens is Jesus comes out of the wilderness after 40 days. He gets baptized and he begins to say this. He says to people, come, follow me. Everybody say that with me. Come, follow me. How many of you know he didn't come up on the scene and say, hello, I'm the Son of God. Here's my business card. He's my daddy. I happen to be the Messiah. It's your pleasure to meet me. Come on now. How many of that's not what he did? Amen. He didn't say, I can tell you everything you need to know about God. No, 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 no. He said, come, follow me. Listen, this is true for most of us, but how many of you know, oftentimes we don't get in on God's journey with us because we demand to know too much about the journey before we'll go. We want the details. Well, I don't know. I think I just helped half of you in here right there with that. Praise the Lord. Oftentimes we don't want to head out on the journey because we want to know everything before we start. We want to know what it's going to look like, how it's going to end, who we're going to bump into along the way. Amen. Come on now. Peter and John could not say to Jesus, wait a minute, Jesus, can we see your business card? We need to see your certificate of ordination from this Jewish rabbi school of the Messiah. I haven't read about you in Charisma magazine. We don't know who you are. Jesus, we need to get to know you. Do you have a resume? Have you ever preached here before? You got anybody to back you up? You got any letters of reference? Who do you think you are to demand that we just follow you? You just want us to follow you? Sure, you made a few fish jump into a net. La-di-da, that was great. You want me to drop my whole fishing business and follow you because of that? Jesus gave him an opportunity and he said, follow me, and he kept right on walking. Come, follow me. I mean, if they had chosen not to follow him, they would have missed out on the journey. They would have missed out on seeing God open deaf ears. They would have missed out on seeing God raise dead people. They would have missed out on seeing the living Son of God be raised from the dead. They would have missed out on being the people that started the church and spread the church throughout the entire known world that every one of us talk about today. How many of you know you would never know the name of Peter, James, and John had they not dropped their nets and followed Jesus that day? Come on, help me, amen. And when they did begin to follow him, they discovered who he was on the journey. And they fell deeper and deeper in love with him. Revelation began to flow. Miracles began to be seen along the way. Somebody say along the way. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't come and say, I've got power to heal. I've got power to restore. Watch me turn a Happy Meal into enough to feed 5,000. I'll take your little Happy Meal and I'll feed a whole mountainside of people. That's who I am. Amen. Jesus didn't do any self-promotion thing. He wasn't selling himself to anybody. He didn't say, you got to try me to see if you like me. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. If you will just go on the journey, it will lead to miraculous encounters of God in your life. But you've got to take the step of faith. You can't sit back and wait and watch and hope and then doubt everything that comes down the road. You've got to take that step of faith. Amen. And listen to me. If you demand to know every detail before you go on the journey, you won't go on the journey. You'll be a spectator and wonder why everybody's having all this fun without you. And then when you wonder that, you'll become bitter. No, come on now, amen. You'll just sit on your boat with your nets and your dad going, wow, that was pretty cool. We got enough fish for a week. Hallelujah. Listen to me, the God of the Bible wants to have encounters with you. He wants to do miracles in your life. He wants to do miracles in your family. It's the same God that they had back then. It's the same God that we have today. He's a God, a supernatural God of miracles, a supernatural God of healing. He wants to do supernatural things in your life. That's who he is, amen? The God of the first century is the same God of the 21st century. If he did it for them, he'll do it for you. God doesn't change and he doesn't lie. Thank you, Jesus. Our text today tells us that Jesus and a large crowd, Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd are following him, and they're walking into the city, and they come near the gate of the city. Now, you got to picture this in your mind. Jesus has got about 70 or so disciples at this point in his ministry, and behind the disciples are a large crowd of people. Some scholars think in the hundreds or thousands of people following him into the city. And listen, if you know anything about the importance of the gate of the city, then you know that the gate was done. Where the gate was in the city is where the business of the city was done. If you had a complaint, you brought it to the gate. If you needed to get something done, you brought it to the gate. It was also a place of encounter. It was also a place where you met with officials. It was also a place if you had a legal dispute, you went to the gate of the city. Most gates in the city had chambers, and there was a short little walkway from the chamber through the gate all the way up to the palace, and they had a runner, and the runner would run to the king with your complaint. The gate was where it got done. The gate is a very transformational place. I just encourage you, if you've never done a study on the gate in cities in ancient times, do a study on the gate. It'll soak up about a week of your life and you'll enjoy it. Come on now. Somebody say the gate. Huh?
And now, we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
So Jesus and his company and all these hundreds of people and disciples are coming into the city, and there's another large group of people coming out of the city, another procession of people, another large crowd of people, and they're following this coffin, and they're following this grieving widow, this grieving mother who had lost her son, her only son. And they're coming out of the city with their crowd, and they bump into Jesus at the gate with Jesus and his crowd coming into the city. Now, I want you to watch this because God wants to show us something very spiritual through this picture. This is a picture of spiritual things. Amen? We have Jesus, the living Son of God, marching into the gate, followed by his procession, or followed by his company of life. Everybody say life. And they are encountering another large crowd of people and a procession of people. And a procession of a dead son. Come on, somebody. And a grieving widow, a grieving mother. The Holy Spirit is drawing a picture for us. And if I had the time this morning to unpack all this, we could just camp out right here. But I want to get to the points that I have for you today. But God wants us to see a picture of this. Even if you look over in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, where it says, to those of us that are alive in Christ, he is spreading forth the savor of life. To those who are perishing, they are spreading forth the savor or the fragrance of death. There's two different kinds of people in the world. There are people that are spreading the fragrance of life that are alive in Christ, and there are people that are spreading the fragrance of death that are dead to Christ. Come on, help me, amen? So we have this procession of death and a mourning of a dead son taking place, and the mother has already lost her husband, and now she has lost her only son. Now, how many of you know during this time, during the time of Jesus, a woman was completely dependent on her husband for protection. She was completely dependent on her husband for provision. Come on, help me, amen. A woman didn't have a job back then. She took care of the home for the husband, amen. And then if the husband died, then her son would take over and take care of the mother. And if that son died, then the next son would take over and take care of the mother. Well, she only had one son and he died. So how many of you know, not only was this mother grieving for a lost son, but she was about to lose everything that she had left. Come on, help me, amen? So this company of death with a dead son encounters this company of life with God's only son. And here's what I believe the Spirit wants to say to us this morning. First of all, this. It's important to know which company of people you're walking with. We need to know who we're walking with. Are you walking in a company of life with Jesus leading the way? Or are you walking in a company of death, following around a dead man, acting like you are still alive? Man, I just wish I could just preach right here. Come on now. What are we chasing after? Where is our hope at? How many of you recognize that our city, our state, our nation is full of companies of people who are following dead people around? That's all they do, amen? Some of them are in Washington, D.C. Some of them are movie stars out of Hollywood. But according to the Bible, you might as well be following around a coffin, because they do not have the answers for life. Only Jesus does. Am I doing all right? Am I helping anybody today? Hallelujah. How many of you understand that our world is made up of people who are following a dead person around, and they're walking in mourning, and they're walking in grief, and they don't even know it? Come on now, can I just declare to you this morning that God sent a living son to meet the world at the gate of eternity and take a situation that was full of death and bring life back into it? Because he's our living son, amen? God had an encounter with death. He rebuked death, defeated death, and brought life to every living human being that wants to have life. Hallelujah. Only Jesus could stop the procession of death. Only Jesus. Somebody shout, only Jesus. Hallelujah. We are the people of God, the company of life, and we encounter people that are in bondage. When we encounter people that are in sin and suffering with loss and death, and our call is to stop and say, hold on, you ain't got to die. You can live. Let me stop you where you are. You're following the wrong thing. You're following the coffin, but you need to learn how to follow God, because he wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to have an encounter with you that will bring resurrection to your life, that will bring direction to your life. Come on, somebody shout, that's the gospel. And so Jesus stops this procession and he touches the coffin. I mean, back then in Jewish culture and tradition, you don't touch a coffin. You don't touch a dead thing unless you're going to sacrifice it. And then you had to be a priest. So already Jesus is breaking protocol. He touches the coffin and he speaks a word and he gives the son back to the woman. Now watch this. The first thing that he says to the woman is this. He says this, do not weep. Do not weep. Yeah, we read this story and we think, man, that's just a wonderful story. That Jesus, full of compassion, looks at her and he says, do not weep. It's wonderful. Just wonderful. But how many of you recognize that Jesus said, do not weep, before he raised her son? Come on, amen. Are you seeing this? Listen, if you're at the funeral of a child that died, how many know that's tough? Can you imagine standing at the funeral and leaning over a coffin and some guy walks in with an entourage behind him and walks up to you and says, hey, stop crying. You need to stop that crying. I mean, what are you going to do, mama? That wreath is going around his neck. Come on, I got any help in here. Come on now. Stop crying. Stop. How many of you know that's really a pretty rude thing to say to somebody that's grieving for the loss of a son? Amen? Listen, I'm going to say this to you, and I don't know if you're going to like it or not, but some of you in here would not want Jesus for a pastor. You really wouldn't. Call him up and say, Jesus, your friend is in the hospital dying. You got to get here. Okay, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Day one goes by, he dies. Day two, they have a funeral. Day three, they put him in the tomb. Day four, he's in the tomb. Jesus shows up. Jesus, he's dead. He's in the, he stinks. He's in there. Come on, how many of you, we would not be happy if your pastor did that to you? Come on. Oh, I'm trying to help you right now. Amen. Most of us wouldn't. Y'all ain't got nothing to say to me on that, do you? Most of us wouldn't want a pastor like that. Martha was like, Jesus, where you been? Where are you, Jesus? He's dead. He's in the grave. He's been dead so long, he stinks. Come on, shout. That's some good pastoring. Hallelujah. Jesus comes along. He says, stop crying. Just stop crying. Number one, can you throw that up there behind me? Now listen, if we're going to be the people of change in 2014, how many know when change comes, people fall out? Come on. You can look around here and see there's a different group of people here in the month of May than there was in the month of January. With change comes change. Some people don't have what they need in them to go with you on the next thing that you're going to, so God puts them somewhere else. Come on, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing, because you don't want them here if they don't need to be here. Huh? Come on, help me now. So how many of you know, in order for us to really have change, watch this, we're going to have to learn how to allow and align our emotions with his presence than rather than align our emotions with our circumstances. See, one of the biggest problems we get in the church is we always go by what we see. We get offended. And we harbor the offense, and the offense takes us out because of what we see. But that's not what God's looking for in his people. Come on, help me, amen? God wants us to align our emotions with his presence, with who he is. And Jesus says to her, don't weep, amen? I believe if she had looked at him and said, well, why, Jesus, why shouldn't I weep? I think his answer would not have been because I'm about to raise your son up. I think his answer would have been because I'm here. I'm right here. Because it's really about his presence. In other words, lady, you lost your son, but don't weep. I'm here. I'm the answer. I've got what you need. And if I'm here, it doesn't matter what you're going through. If I'm here, it doesn't matter what people say about you. If I'm here, somebody shout, if I'm here, then everything in my life begins to make sense. We've got to align our emotions with the fact that Jesus is here, that he's right here with us, that his presence is with us. That's where the encounter begins. He's saying, let your emotions be connected to my presence rather than your emotions being connected to what you lost. Rather than your emotions being connected to what people have said. Rather than your emotions being connected to what you think people have said. Let your emotions be connected with my presence. Can I just tell you, when we were singing that song, I'm Free, this morning, one of the freest days of my life was when I learned how to not let what people say about me affect what God has called me to do. That's a level of freedom that would set the church free if people could learn how to walk in it. Because I promise you this, no matter what you do, somebody is not going to like it. Somebody is going to judge it.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served in the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
School year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy. Training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA-compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.